Perek Elu Metzias has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalos of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Henshe Bas Rab Yisrael Tzvi Olav HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The following shiur has been presented by Rev Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Perek Elu Metzias deals primarily with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So I wanted to take the next few minutes to share with the Olam the basic halachas of Hashavas Aveda, which will serve Mitzvah Hashem as introduction to the Perek that we are about to learn and as introduction to the various concepts which come up throughout the Perek. The Torah teaches us in Parshas Ki Tsetse that if somebody comes across an object which belongs to another Jew, so we find in the Torah a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah leisaseh. There's a mitzvah leisaseh, leisuchal lehisalei. You are not allowed to ignore the aveda, the lost object. And there's also a mitzvah saseh of hoshev teshivim la'achicha. You must return the object to your friend. There's a machlokes rishonim whether the mitzvah of hoshev teshivim kicks in before one actually lifts the object. Some rishonim learn that when the object is still on the floor, the only chiyuv, so to say, to pick it up is loisucha lesalem, that is a loisase to ignore it. Once one lifts it, then he has a mitzvah say the rice of hoshev teshivim to go ahead and to return it to the owner. Other rishonim learn that as soon as one sees it on the floor, one is mechuyev both by the loisase of loisucha lesalem and by the mitzvah say of hoshev teshivim to pick up this object. And if one were to just walk further and not pick up the object, so then, according to the first group of Rishonim, one is only over the Isser of Leisuchel HaSalem. Lahalacha, it seems that most places can go with the Rishonim will hold that if one walks away from an Aveda, one is Mevatel, the Mitzvah Seh of Hoshev Teshivim, and one is also over the Lav of Leisuchel HaSalem. If one were to pick up the Aveda al menas to keep it, besides for being mevatel the Asay of Hoshev Teshivim and the Lois Asay of Lesuchel HaSalem, in addition, the person will also be over the Lav of Lois Igzel. So again, to pick it up and put it in one's pocket, one is over three for the oneself. One is over three Yisurim, Lesuchel HaSalem, Lois Igzel, and Hoshev Teshivim. To pass it on the street and not pick it up, there is a machlokes rishonim, whether he's over l'suchel l'salim, or he's also mevatel the mitzvah of hoshev teshivim. But everybody agrees that one is definitely mechuyev midaraisa to pick up the object in order to return it to the owner. Now, once the object is in the possession of the finder, so the Torah makes the Meitzi, the one who finds the Aveda, into a Shemer. We learned in Parshas Mishpatim, and we're going to learn more in Mitzvah Shem Perek HaMafkid, that if somebody gives somebody else an item to watch, a Shemer Chinam, a Shemer Sachar, there are halachas, there are chiyuvim, which the Shemer has towards the owner. He has to guard the object, and he's not allowed to be Pesheah, he's not allowed to be negligent. Even certain risks that he would take with his own object, he is not allowed to take with the object which was entrusted by him. And if he's a Shemer Chinam and he's a Pesheya, he's negligent in the watching of the item, even if he treats the item with like his own, the halacha is that he is mechuyev to pay. with one's own item, one is allowed to take risks. However, with a pikadon, with something which was entrusted by you, you were mekabel to watch this item, and therefore, if you have a shei mechinam, you are chayiv on pshia. If you are a shei mesachar, so then you are also chayiv on gneva va'aveda. The mitzi aveda, the Torah made him into a shemer, and therefore he has chiyuve shmira on this particular aveda. This is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether he is a shei mechinam or a shei mesachar. But he is responsible for the safekeeping of this object because he is a shemer. And because he is a shemer, we'll see as we proceed that the yad of the shemer is like the yad of the Bailam. And therefore, according to the Ramban, the reason why Yish does not help after the Aveda has been found is because since it's being safeguarded for the owner, and it's like in the owner's rishus, so therefore Yish cannot help that the owner should relinquish ownership from this item, because it's not lost anymore. Yish only helps on a lost item, and once it's sitting by the Shemir Aveda, it's as if it is in the rishus of the owner, since the Meitzi Aveda is a Shemir of the Balo Aveda. We'll discuss this more later on. But Al Kopadim, once the object is lifted, he has the halacha of a shemer, he has the responsibilities of a shemer, both in guarding the object and in paying if he does not guard the object properly. In the Taimei HaMitzvahs, so the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the Shoshei HaMitzvah is that all of a Yid's money will be safe in Eretz Yisrael when the Klal Yisrael live together, or in a Ir Sheh Rubai Yisrael, or Ir Sheh Kula Yisrael. So then a person can be rest assured that if he loses something, especially animals which are more common in those days, which had the ability to walk by themselves, one would be able to feel batuach, feel secure, because he knew that his friends will give it back. There's a mitzvah say of Hashavas Aveda. The Tzura Hamar says that the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda teaches us Rachmanis, teaches us to care about our fellow Jew, to care about his possessions. And that's what he brings as the Shoshei HaMitzvah. But the truth of the matter is that both of them are very relevant and very true. When we teach the Bochurim in fifth grade in Tchilas Gemara Elu Metzias, we're teaching them an appreciation of that whatever is not theirs is not theirs, and something which did not belong to the person, he's not allowed to keep. Even if he finds it, he must give it back. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that's all, used to say that the boys who learn Hashavas Aveda in fifth grade, they learn with that a responsibility. They learn with that that's baked into them as young boys, that shalach shalach, that what belongs to you belongs to you. And these bachrim, as they grow up, they have an easier time not taking something which does not belong to them, and they have a better attitude, a more tzaddik attitude towards somebody else's money. I once heard from a Reuven Feinstein Shlita that he said over that two bachrim once came from the Masifta, once came to Rav Meisha to ask him the following shaila. Reuven had borrowed a tape recorder from Shimon, and an oinus happened to the tape recorder, and Reuven did not want to pay for the tape recorder. He said it's an oinus, and Shimon said that you borrowed it, you are mechuyev to pay. So they went to Rav Meisha, and they asked Rav Meisha, what's the halacha? Does Reuven have to pay for the oinus which happened to the broken tape recorder or not? And Rav Meisha said, of course, a shayel is chayiv in oinsim, and therefore he has to pay for the broken tape recorder. Reuven said over that he asked his father that shouldn't Masifta Bachrim know that a shayel is chayiv in oinsim? Why did they come to the Rosh Hashiva to ask him a shayel which they should have known themselves? So Rav Meisha said that the Bachar who borrowed a tape recorder and did not feel like he had to pay, when he was in fifth grade, he did not learn Eilam Metzias. He must have learned Brachas. He must have learned a different set of halachas, or a different set, a different Perek Gemara, which the Hanhala of that particular school felt would be more relevant. And therefore, they moved away from the traditional Eilam Metzias to go ahead and learn a different Limud, Brachas, something they felt which was more relevant. And Rav Moshe said that since he didn't learn Eilam Metzias, as in fifth grade, sixth grade, as a 10, 11-year-old boy, it was never baked into him, this concept that what's not his is not his, and if he bears responsibility, he has to give it back to the owner the way he got it, and therefore his negi is kicked in, and he was able to assume he does not have to pay for this recorder. Reuven said he was very shocked by Ramesh's pronouncements, and he went over to the Bacher, and he asked the Bacher, what did you learn in fifth grade? And sure enough, the Bacher said that I learned Brachas. And that was Ramesh's yisoid. By learning Eilam Metzias, we bake into ourselves and into our children this concept that our money is ours, but someone else's money is theirs and has to be guarded and has to be returned. It's also kedai to point out that we take for granted the safety of our items when we are in public places of Yidden only. For example, if one goes to a simcha, one goes to a chasana, one is not hesitant to put something down on the table, put down a sefer, put down something else on the table, even more expensive. And when one walks away, they come back and the sefer is still there. What they put down by their seat is still there. And that comes because we have trained ourselves, children from young, that as since they were children, that was ours is ours, and what's not ours is not ours. And that's really what the Chinuch is teaching us, that Klal Yisrael's items were secure because they knew that it would be given back if it was lost. Once the Meitzi Aveda has the Aveda in his possession, so he has to watch the Aveda, he has to protect the Aveda, we'll see as we go Vaita, that he might have to do some basic maintenance to the Aveda. If the Aveda is eating, for example, it's an animal which eats, then in order that he should not hand the owner a larger bill than the value of the animal, so then he would either work the animal and take the rental money for the work to pay for the food, or else he would sell the animal in order to and save, put aside the money in order that the owner should in fact get back something, get back his lost objects. But it's the responsibility of the finder not only to guard the item, but to do some routine maintenance, and at times even to sell it in order that the owner should get something back. The next responsibility the finder has is to announce the Aveda. He will announce the Aveda. We'll see later on. They would announce in Yerushalayim. We'll see how we announce things Bizman Hazeh. And if the owner comes, the owner will give a simon to identify the item as his. And then the finder will return the item to the owner based on the simonim that he gives, as we'll see later on in the perek. If the owner does not come, or if what he's holding on to is a davar she'ein by simon, so really the owner cannot come, so then the halacha is yehimunach ad she'yaveh Elyo. He's a guardian, and he has to guard this item until Elyo HaNavi comes and tells us who the correct owner is in order to give it back to the correct owner. It is the responsibility of the loser, to pick it up from the finder's house. The finder does not have to go ahead and deliver it, but rather once the owner has been identified, it's the owner's responsibility to pick it up from the house of the Meitzi Aveda. What I wanted to discuss now is 8 exceptions, so to say. There are 8 cases in which the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda does not apply, and these 8 examples we will find as we learn through the Perek. In some of the cases, the mitzvah shalos aveda does not apply. However, the person may not be allowed to keep it for himself. And in other cases, he may even be able to go ahead and keep it for himself. And really, three questions always have to be asked. Number one is, am I mechuyev to pick it up? Number two is, if I did pick it up, now does the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda kick in? And thirdly, am I allowed to keep this particular item? But for clarity's sake, we're going to discuss eight situations where one is not mechuyev to pick up the Aveda, and the halacha of whether you can keep it and what happens if you did pick it up will be different in these eight cases. And hopefully, as we go through these eight cases, we will familiarize ourselves with some of the concepts which will fall into the Perek, and maybe we will even add a little bit of pratim to each one as we go along. First of all, one is only mechuyev hashav saveda if the item is truly lost. If one finds an item in a makam hamishumer, if one finds an item in something, in a place where it's a safe place, the case of the Gemara is you find it on the side of a fence. On a practical level, bisman hazeh, it may be something, a coat that you find hanging in a shul coat room. If one finds something in a makam hamishumer, so in that case, chances are the item or the owner put it there on purpose, and he either forgot that it's there or he might remember that it's there. And even if he forgot that it's there temporarily, next time he looks for the item, he might recall where he had put it. When one finds an item in a makam hamishumer, one does not take the item. One leaves it where he found it. And that's the first exception to the rule, which we'll see in the Perek as we proceed. Matzah, you find it b'tzara geder, chari hagapa. If you find it in an ashpa, in a case of hinuach, or even suffik hinuach, the halacha will be that one leaves the item where one finds it. And the reason is because he may very well be inconveniencing the owner by picking up the Aveda. And because he's going to pick it up, and then he's going to have to hang a sign, and then the person may or may not see the sign, and he might never get it back. It's very reasonable to assume he's more likely to get back the item if it's left where it's found. And therefore, if something is hinuach, if something is derech hinuach, it seems like it was placed there, it's in a makam mishumer, then one does not, the mitzvah shavas aveda does not apply. If one picks it up, so then the halacha will be different whether it is a makam hamishumer legamri or a makam hamishumer ktsas. If it's a place which is totally protected, totally safe where it is, then it's not an aveda at all. And even if the person picked it up, as long as he did not walk away and he does not, he knows for sure the owner did not come in the interim, he would put it straight back down where it was. However, if it's a makam which is mishumer ktsas, it's guarded and not guarded, the owner probably put it there for a few minutes and forgot that it's there. And by the time he remembers, it might not be there. In other words, in the first case, the owner put it there. He forgot that he put it there. But whenever he remembers, a month later, 2 months later, 6 months later, it will still be there. In such a case, it's not an Aveda. Even if one picked it up, if one did not leave the area, one knows the owner did not come to pick it up, one would put it straight back down. However, if it's a place where the owner put it down, but he probably put it down for a few minutes, and he probably forgot that he put it down. So in a makim, which is Meshumer Ktsas, if it's a dovar, she'ein by simen, if it's something which does not have a simen, one does not pick it up, because by picking it up, the owner will never get it back. A dovar, she'yesh by simen, he would pick up. However, if one picked up the dovar, if one picked up incorrectly, the dovar she'ein by simen, the chiyav ha-shazveda kicks in, he is not allowed to put it back. So the first exception to the rule, which we'll see in the Perek, is if it's hinuach, if it was placed there, and the owner forgot that he placed it there, one does not pick it up. Number two, if the object is pachas mishavapruta, if the object is worth less than a shavapruta, the mitzvah of ha-shavas aveda does not apply. Number three, if one finds an object after the owner gives up hope, after yirsh, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda does not apply. Yirsh is not exactly like hefker. In hefker, case of hefker, one renounces ownership, and by renouncing ownership, it becomes no longer his. Yirsh is a concept that when a person forgets, a person feels that he will never get this thing back, and therefore he gives up hope of ever getting this item back, so that, together with the fact that the item is out of his rishus, will make the item ownerless. Maybe the lumnus is a little bit, it's a shag exactly what the lumnus is. It's actually ownerless, so anyone who wants could take it. But what's again to us in the mechanics, it's not that he pronounced it ownerless. It's not a chalois hefker that he pronounced the ownerless. But rather, since the item is physically out of his rishus, and therefore he no longer has control of the item, he also is no longer thinking about the item, and he thinks he doesn't control it now. He can't control it because it's not his rishus. He feels, he thinks he's never going to be able to control it again. That alone releases the ownership from the item, and whoever wants can go ahead and to take it. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that the reason why we own our money is because it's under our control. It's not part of us physically, but rather we can control it. Therefore, when something is out of one's rishus, and the person gives up hope of ever seeing it again, so therefore the ownership falls off, so to say, or at least the Iser Gezel falls off, and therefore the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda will not apply. Whoever finds it would be allowed to keep it. L'fdim Yishuras Hadin, a person, it's recommended if that a person gives it back under certain circumstances, but after Yish, the Iser Gezel comes off. If it's out of one's rishus, and it is it's out of one's rishus, and he has given up hope, so then there's no Iser Gezel, the finder may keep it. The first Gemara, almost, in Elo Metzias, brings the Shaila of Yish Loimidas. What happens if the person did not yet give up hope, but only because he does not yet know that he lost the item? When he lost the item, he knows for sure that we know for sure he's going to give up hope. However, he doesn't know he lost it, and therefore he did not give up hope because he doesn't know yet that he lost it. That's Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Rava holds that Yish Lamidas Haviyish, although he has not actually given up hope, since he for sure will give up hope when he knows. So therefore, the Isser of Gezel already goes off the item. And Abaye argues, he holds Yish Lamidas is Loi Haviyish, and that's the Ripaskin. So if one finds an Aveda after Yish, the halacha is that the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda does not apply. One may keep it for himself. However, one has to know that Yish took place, meaning one has to know that the owner already knows that he lost it in order for him to give up hope. And that would be accomplished, as we'll see in the Gemara. It's a heavy item, so he notices soon after dropping it that it's no longer in his pocket, so he knows he lost it. It doesn't have a simon, or he lost it in a place which is mostly goyim, and therefore we assume he gave up hope. If it's an expensive item, or which again people keep on touching, or if the item is rusty, then again we will assume that it was there for a long time, he knows that he lost it, and he gave up hope. Otherwise, the assumption is that the owner does not yet know they lost it, and therefore the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda will apply. Number four, there is Gzeiras HaKasef, that if something is found in a place which is called the Zutei Shalyam, it's found in a place in which there is no human being has access to the item in that location. For example, it was taken away by the tide. So in that case, the item becomes ownerless. The easiest explanation for this is that really when everyone loses an item, it leaves his rishus. He doesn't have it. It's out of his rishus. And therefore, since it's out of his rishus, he no longer controls it. The ownership should theoretically pop off. Since it's in a place where he could get it back, that is what retains the ownership. almost the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is what makes the person hold on to ownership. Maybe not the mitzvah so much, but the fact that he could get it back. Although he doesn't control it now, but he could control it in the future. If it's in a place where no human being can control it at that time, so then at that moment, the Xeris HaKasav, that the object becomes ownerless, and that is Zuta Shal Yom. If it's Avudu Imen and Kal Adam, if it's lost from him and from every other human being, so in such a case, the object becomes ownerless. Number 5, Azokein Ve'enei Lefich Vedei. If a person finds an Aveda, and even if it would be his own object, he would not pick it up, because it's beneath his dignity to pick up an item in such a location, the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda does not apply. And this can apply to a Talmud Chacham, this could apply to an Isha if there's a tznius issue, and this could apply if a person has an Adam Mechubed, and he, even for his own financial benefit, he would not be Mevazeh's covered in such a way that he would not be Mechuyev to pick up the object. The Aflah says if there's somebody else to send, he would be required to send somebody else to pick up the object. Number 6. If the Aveda belongs to a Goy, then the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda does not apply. Unlike Gezel, which applies to a Goy's possession, that is because in the case of Gezel, it is still in the Rishus of the Goy, being controlled by the Goy, you have no right to take it out. But this object which is lost, he's already not under his control. One, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to return a Goy's object. In a place where a Kiddush Hashem could be made, one is allowed to return the guy's objects. In order to avoid a Chil Hashem, one is required to return a guy's object. And however, not for the purpose of Kiddush Hashem, and not for the purpose of avoiding a Chil Hashem, one does not return a Aveda of a guy. Number 7 is an Aveda Midas. If somebody is not careful with his own objects, he puts it in a place where it could get destroyed. So the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda does not apply in such a case. In certain eifanim, the object may even be hefker. But if somebody is careless with his own item and puts it in a place where it could get ruined, so then in such a case, the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda does not apply. The Ketzai says that if somebody gives something to a child under Bar Bas Mitzvah, even if one had to give it to the child, it was a coat, it was a sweater of that child, but the Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda will not apply, because again, since he acted in a way which was not, he acted careless with his own item, he put it in a place where it's likely to get lost, the Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda will not apply. We are not mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda if he himself did not protect his item. He was careless with his own item. So it falls out of his pocket, it fell out of his pockets. But if he did a maisa, a careless maisa, so then the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda does not apply. Before we discuss the 8th and final situation in which the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda would not apply, I would like to just go back for a minute to something we said earlier. We explained before that Yish is not Hefker. That Yish does not mean that the person declares the object ownerless, but rather, since he gives up hope on ever seeing it again, and it's physically out of his Rishus, those two things together will make the object ownerless. They will make the object that there is no Gezel on this particular object. This is really what we meant earlier, that Yish does not help once the Meitzi Aveda picks up the Aveda. Because since if you can pronounce something Hefker, according to many Paiskim, even if it's in your backyard, you can go ahead and you can make it Hefker. And you could decide you don't want to own it and you don't want your Chatzar to be kind of back for you. But over here, you didn't make it Hefker. You didn't pronounce it ownerless. Rather, it popped out of your possession because you were not controlling it and because you never thought you were going to see it again. If somebody gives up hope on something in his closet and doesn't think he's ever going to see it again, since he wasn't actually mafker it, so then the object still belongs to him. He does control it. Since he controls it, thinking that he's never going to see it again will not make it ownerless. So too, an aveda which has already been found by a yid, since the Torah makes this fellow Jew into a shemer aveda, the aveda is now considered to be something which is in his possession. It's sitting by his shemer. It's sitting by his guardian. If you make a true hefker, hefker could kick in, according to most Paiskim. But he's not being mafkert. He's relinquishing his rights. He's giving up hope. Giving up hope. Well, I shouldn't say relinquishing his rights. He's giving up hope. By giving up hope, what he's saying is, I never expect to see this again. Since the object is in his reshus. So, therefore, the object, the Isser Leisigzel, will still apply. And thus, what happens is that according to Abaya who holds, Yish Leimidas, is Loihav the Yish. So therefore, the future Yish does not take place. The future Yish does not help me because it hasn't happened yet. If the object is found before that he knows that he lost it, so then, by the time the real Yish takes place, the object is already in the hands of the agent of the owner, and therefore just thinking you're never going to see it again will not be enough to pop it out of his rishus. And therefore, since we hold yish lo yidas lo yhav the yish which takes place in the hands after it's already in the hands of the mitzi aveda, the shemer aveda, will not help, because you're letting go. You're giving up hope on something which really is in your closet, because the shemer's closet is your closet, and that the tzais the Ramban learns up is why Yish is not taken to not help after the object is already picked up by the Shemer Aveda. The eighth situation where the Mitzvah Shavuos Aveda may not apply is based on a Chiddush from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that if somebody comes across a Dover She'en by Simon and he has not yet picked it up, so then he would not be mechuyev to pick it up. Since the mitzvah, the chiyev to pick it up, is in order to facilitate the returning of the object, so since by picking it up, the only thing that is going to be accomplished is that it's going to be heimunach hachiyov elio, because lemaisa there is no simon, he can't be machrizit, nobody's going to be able to identify it. So therefore, the mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda will not apply in such a situation. If you pick it up, then one would become a shemer aveda, and then he would have to guard it and protect it until Hachiyov elio. But the Kvega learns up that there's no chiv to pick up the Aveda of Zadovash and Besimin, since it's not going to come Lidei Hashavas Aveda. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Kinira Kipshutai argues on Rabbi Kivager, and he brings down that one would be mechuyev to pick it up, and he says that it would be shayach to give it back al yidei edim. And there's a big machlekes apayiskim how we pass on the halacha on this shayla. It's brought down that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was machmir nalach Rabbi Kivager, that one would be mechuyev to pick up a davar she'ein by simon, even though the only thing to be gained at picking it up would be heimunach hachiyov elio, and that's also the brought name of the Chazon Ish. Rav Yashiv, on the other hand, was paskins like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that one would not have to pick up a dover she'ein by simon, since it would not come a day Hashavas Aveda. Now, obviously, a person has to be very careful not to, when you're trying to decide whether it has a sim or not a sim, not to lift it and decide like that. Because if one does that, then he picked it up, and then he would not be allowed to put it back down. In the Sefer Mishpatei Torah, he wants to say even a one more step past this Rabbi Kiva Eger. What happens if somebody finds a davar she'yesh by simon, but it's a cheap item? One finds a pacifier which has initials etched out on it. Since the Bederach Klal, when a person hangs up a sign, found a pacifier, nobody's going to come and go ahead and to claim it, so he wants to extend Rekiva Eges Chiddush to that case also. That since the whole Yisoid of Hashavas Aveda, of the mitzvah of Chiyuv picking it up, is Shibol de Hashavas Aveda, since in such a case, it will never come to Hashavas Aveda, and all he's going to do is treat himself to hang up signs, and the Maaseh, no one's going to claim, and no one's going to pick it up, so no one's going to come and get it back, so the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda would not apply in that case also. That is a big chiddush l'halacha, but al kapanim b'kivegas etzim chiddush is a machlekes ha'paiskim whether we pass like a b'kivega or not, and that would be our eighth tzir where the mitzvah of hashavas aveda may not apply. The hainu, if you find the chayfetz in a situation of hinuach, that was number one. Worthless in Shavu Pruta, you find it after Yish, you find it in a place which is Avudu Menim called Adam, Zuta Shalyam, where no human being had access to it, a Zokin of Elfich Vedai, and Avedas Akum, Avedim Midas, and according to Kiv Eger, if one finds Dosh Emis Simon, if Naya picked it up, the Mitzvah Shavu's Vedu would not apply, he would not be Mechoyev to pick it up.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.